This call may be recorded for quality assurance and record-keeping purposes.
Wait while I transfer your call.
You, what's going on, man? Good morning.
I caught you. What's up, man?
What's happening?
Just putting out fires, you know, my side job.
Oh, firefighting. Yeah. We are firefighters here, both me, you, and I.
Yeah.
On different sides of the fence, but still the same fire nonetheless.
Yeah. And I've been working on this fire for a while now. So it's something that's been declined at On Deck. I was hoping maybe you could just get me a little bit more explanation on that decline, because I'm debating on whether or not it is worth challenging a little bit. The name is Brand Build, and I got the app ID number here if you want that.
I recall this one. I remember looking at this one. I remember by name. There was a story here. Hold on. I think it was like 2 weeks ago or something.
I'm not mistaken. Yes, the last email I received was on the 1st of September, so about a week ago.
Was this Kevin's deal?
Well, yeah. Right? He was giving you a little bit of grief, like, throw me a bone. And I was like, I'll go ask him.
No. I remember because we were trying. I remember because no, I like Kevin. It was more I was trying to get it done because I know this one was kind of a challenging deal overall. With there's something regarding. Hold on, let me pull up.
They're like advertising agencies, and then they got like this issue with Amex. So it's like a few different things going against it. Yeah, and I'm kind of like you too. He was just like he was trying so hard on this one. This is the fire he's been dealing with, right?
Yep. Hold on, give me a second to try to find my info. Let me just refresh my memory. Oh, this is the first month. Okay, so it was just last month. It felt like longer ago, yeah. But yeah, okay. Okay, so...
You know what they say, time flies slow when you're on fire.
Yeah, right? That's true. That is true. Now I remember this one. Yep, the charge off and a bunch of other negative info on it. I'm looking back at it. Yep, $170,214 to be exact. Okay, so what was the question?
So, the reason for BB's decline, your guys' decline, because I think we were able to find a way around industry, was due to that 170K Amex thing going on?
Yeah, so we got around the industry piece of it. That was the easy issue. And then the bigger issue was the guy's credit history. It wasn't just the Amex, but altogether there's other accounts that were closed on their part, I believe, that one being the most severe. There's a couple other charge accounts that were closed by the grantor. Just kind of general overall credit issues. I mean, again, the credit score is not bad, which I'm surprised, but I think it's also because the Amex thing is probably still kind of being remediated. Usually when you have something kind of... Yeah, so that's usually what I see, is that whenever there's some sort of a large delinquency like that, that people are just trying to settle on the debt and they're trying to get up a payment plan or do this and that, which is why his credit hasn't been completely shot yet. If this was 1 year, let's say it was only like a year ago, as opposed to a couple months ago, then it probably would have already tanked his credit. But that usually means they're trying to fix it. Generally with this kind of issue, especially when it's something very recent, as far as like, okay, somebody got stiffed, you know, Amex of all people got stiffed for over a six-figure amount, you know, that's not going to be something. So the overall kind of risk score in our model kind of compensates with all these, you know, hundreds of factors. So whenever we basically have what we call a kind of a risk score decline exception, it would need to be like basically something completely game-changing. But generally speaking, we won't be able to give an exception just because it's already kind of rolled into the model that all this negative data, it's not just that, but obviously that's the major red flag that my underwriter told me about.
So no, like, payment plan for the Amex thing, if we were to write that up within the next week, would it potentially overturn the decline? Because I see that being the only, like, way out.
Yeah. I mean, are they having issue getting it with other lenders too?
Yeah, BV just killed our deal because of it. It's like they saw that 170K Amex on the Experian credit report, but then after generating contracts, telling the merchant that they're going to fund, right before the merchant interview, they do a countywide search for judgments, and they saw that Amex is actually suing them. It's a pending lawsuit, and then that's when they declined the deal. But it's bullshit because we had contracts and we had everything ready to go. The merchant was literally told, "You are going to fund." And this was this was after we had told them to leave a better offer at Strategic because they're like, "You want to have us as partners." And it's a referral to Kevin, so he's already feeling like a dipshit. So,
yeah, that's the one thing. I mean, with some of the lenders, that because they re-underwrite, like a BFS is like a classic example. I mean, obviously they do good deals for the big deals, but lenders that kind of re-underwrite after the fact, after contract, for us, you know how it is. You know, 98% of the time, we're funding the deal as long as the NCA balance is what it's reported as, and the guy is actually a 50% owner or whatever. That's kind of the. Yeah, I wish I could do something. You trust me. I know this would be a done deal. I don't really have too many outs. Because I remember what I was doing while I was on the phone right with you right now, I was looking back at my kind of conversation thread with the underwriter, and I'd asked them, like, is there anything we can do to kind of, like, remediate this? He's like, no, this is going to be dead to rights, was his exact words. He's like, if it was something that wasn't reported to his credit report, he's like, this is something we could have kind of done something like that. He basically said we could have gotten some sort of, maybe he just had a private arrangement with them and then, figured out, that we would have capped it. He said it would have, best case scenario, if that were the case, we would probably cap the offer, let's say, 100K or something small just because of the risk. But being that it was already reported to the bureaus, he says a company like MX, he says, never really goes that far unless it's a really severely bad debt. He's like, so that's someone, so, which makes sense. Big company's not going to, going to go through all the rigmarole unless it's like really bad. Regretfully wish I could help on that. But
I just wanted to say to myself and to Kevin that I did my due diligence, gave you a call, and made sure that it was a true non-possibility, which I figured. As always, I always appreciate the detailed explanations. It helps me learn about your process so we can be better about it.
No, it's all good. No, it's at least, this is kind of a weird case. I've not seen something as at least this specific about it, but it's always worth kind of seeing if it's something we can do. On a pleasant note, speaking of exceptions, so one deal that I know was a toughie to get approved, this Front Range Systems integration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a challenge to a couple of factors. His credit wasn't great, not horrible, but not great either. It was like a 630. Biggest issue was not that. It was the fact that when it went from June to July, it went from 163K of deposits to 15K. Mm-hmm. We got the explanation about he was waiting on a payment, this and this and this. But obviously, someone who has that kind of big swings is going to get impacted. We gave an exception on the deposits, so we got the approval. It was for 150. I can try to see if we can get more, but I wanted to see what the guy was looking for and kind of, what was needed to get this one done.
Yeah. Well, I think I saw that 150K over 12. I entered that yesterday. Good news is that Amy's back. That's her deal. She's running it. We're back to mostly the flow, but we're having a little bit of CNET issues, so I've been trying to resolve that all day.
So more fires, as you say.
More fires. The only good news is that I got a dog here.
That's right. As they say, more fire. More fire.
More fire. It's keeping me sane, so that's good.
All right, so I'll let Amy work that one up. And then I think we actually had one other deal that, let me just double check something here. So it looks like we could actually fund the Front Range Systems integration via checkout. All we would need is just a driver's license. I guess they just wanted to confirm some things they couldn't find. And then there was another deal that we got a 250K approval, Acevedo Distribution. I think it was a trucking deal.
Mm-hmm.
So that one was a pretty, obviously max approval that we can give to a trucking guy. So was what they were looking for?
Yes, that is Amy's as well. And I said, she was out of town, so I was definitely covering it yesterday. But I can write it down and be like, these are two big ODs that we got going on.
Yep. So that one's ready. That one's already ready to roll with checkout. So we can fund that one in minutes once it's ready and sold. So that one is ready to rock. And then this front range is ready to rock with just a DL. And let's get it going from there.
Yep. Osobato and front range. All right, cool. Got him written down, man. Feel free to call me anytime. I'll probably call you soon, but it's good to talk to you as always.
No worries. As always, my friend.
Bye for now.
All right, man. Talk to you later.
Bye.